Are there any names that people have for areas in town that an outsider might not recognize? Like I was talking to a girl in Starkville, Mississippi, and I asked her that question, and she said, yeah, there's a place in town where some poor people live called, that everybody calls Dodge City. Have you ever heard of anything like that around here?
Not really. But, let me think. I don't think so. Well, yeah, it's a place where nothing but poor people, where, you know, the lower class blacks is, they call it, the country.
Country. What part of town is that in?
Oh, it's way out from here. It's like a 15-minute drive from here.
Like, is it in the western side of town, or?
I'd say it's on the east side of town, and it's about a 15-minute drive from here.
Okay. Is there a black business section in town?
Black business section? Yeah. A lot of them. What you mean, like a black business? Like, could it be a disco, a store?
Yeah. Stores, like restaurants.
Yes, it's the Country Kitchen, which is straight down the street. And it's the Highlighters Club. And the Jolly Spot. Something else. The recreation center.
Okay. Where would you say most of the middle class people in town live?
The middle class people live. They're mostly all together. I mean, the upper class and the middle class. But I can tell you about the white people, I don't know.
Okay, there aren't any clear divisions according to how well off people are?
No.
Okay. Is there any place around town that you would take a visitor to if you were just showing into town, like any parks or historical places or, you know, things like that?
Mm-mm.
Nothing like that?
Nope, not here.
Don't even have one park?
Mm-mm.
What do you do for fun in town? Go somewhere else.
I mean, most of the people go to the to Panama, to the beaches. So it's just not nothing to do here.
Okay. Say, if I were flying in from Atlanta, where would my plane land?
Probably in Eglin.
Mm-hmm.
That's the closest place here.
What is Eglin?
Eglin. Air Force Base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you call a place where planes land in any big city? That would be the
airport.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'll ask you some questions that are about driving and the highway. Say, if I were going to drive to Tallahassee from here, and I wanted to get there on a road that would that I could drive on, you know, fairly fast.
Mm-hmm.
What would I probably take?
Interstate. Mm-hmm. That's all I know.
Okay. Which one in particular?
Interstate 331.
Okay. And you would call 331 an interstate?
Uh-huh.
Okay. When you're driving along the interstate, you know, if you get tired, there are these places alongside the interstate where you can drive off and take a break.
The rest stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you think of an area like that, does it have a restaurant usually, or is it just maybe bathroom or place to sit down?
Well, most of them, I tell you on the sign what they consist of, but most of them have a restaurant. Just two baths.
Okay.